He has been named the King of the East Coast, who shall never be mistaken because of his unique voice.
It's Notorious B.I.G. chilling.
To all the ladies in the place with style and grace, allow me to lace these lyrical dishes in your bushes. Who rock grooves and make moves with all the mommies? The back of the club, sipping my wet is where you find me. The back of the club, macking whore, my crew's behind me. Mad question asking, belly passing, music blasting. But I just can't quit because one of these homies Biggie got to creep with, sleep with, keep the epic secret. Why not? Why blow up my spot? Cause we both got...
This is Aaron. And welcome to WGLZ, where we are passionately vocal. Today, we will take a look at the life and career of the Notorious B.I.G., who is most known for being one of the most influential rappers that has ever lived.
My man Imp left a tech and a nine at my crib. Turned himself in, he had to do a bid. A 1-3, he be home the end of 93. I'm ready to get this paper, G. You with me? Right? My pockets looking kind of tight. And I'm stressed, yo Biggie, let me get the vest. No need for that, just grab the gap. The first pocket that's fat, the tech is to his back. Word is born, I'ma smoke him, yo, don't fake no moves. What? Treat it like boxing, stick and move, stick and move. You ain't got to explain.
Christopher George Latour Wallace was born on May 21st, 1972, in Brooklyn, New York. The Notorious B.I.G. was the son of Aletta Wallace, who was a preschool teacher, and Selwyn George Latour, who was a welder. He gained the nickname Big because he was bigger than everyone of his age at the age of 10. Christopher Wallace attended Queen of All Saints Middle School, where he excelled at English, where he won multiple awards. While he was attending middle school, he was also selling drugs on the streets at the age of 12.
And the Soul Train Music Award goes to Notorious B.I.G.
The Notorious B.I.G. got his start at rapping at the age of 17, where he began battle rapping on the streets of Brooklyn, where he went by his early name of MC C. West. Biggie began attending George Westington House and Technical Education High School, where he later dropped out and began being more involved with crime. This led to Wallace being arrested in 1989 for gun charges and 5 years of probation. Wallace then later violated his probation in 1990 and was sentenced to 9 months in jail for breaking his probation for distribution of drugs. After his release from jail, the Notorious B.I.G., who then went on to release a demo tape, which was then heard by fellow rapper P. Diddy.
You a big cat, where your chicks at? Where your whips at? Wherever you get stacks, I'ma fix that.
After hearing the demo, Puffy then signed Wallace to his record label, which was called Uptown Records. Around this time, Biggie began hanging out with a West Coast rapper named Tupac Shakur.
Out on bail, fresh out of jail, California dreaming. Soon as I step on the scene, I'm hearing Hoochie screaming.
The two were always seen hanging out together, when not working, sharing planes, and spending time whenever Tupac was in California or Washington, D.C. In 1994, the Notorious B.I.G. released his first studio album, which was called Ready to Die, in which Biggie told the meaning behind the album name was that he was ready to die to make it. Within the album, Biggie had released his first ever hit titled Juicy.
It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine. Hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, Rap Attack, Mr. Magic Molly.
Which made it to 13 on the charts. The Notorious B.I.G. also met his first wife, who was a fellow rapper named Faith Evans, who he had just met 8 days prior at a Bad Boy photo shoot. This is Aaron, and you're listening to WGLZ, where we are passionately vocal. We will now continue to talk about the life of the Notorious B.I.G. and some more of his accomplishments that he was able to attain in his short life.
Stop. When I fall the clock, neighbors call the cops as they heard mad shots. Saw me in the drop, 3 1/4.
After the release of his album in 1994, the Notorious B.I.G. became involved in a coastal feud between the East Coast versus the West Coast when Tupac Shakur and Biggie were located in the same building. As Tupac Shakur was leaving the building, he was involved in a drive-by shooting in which he thought was set up by the Notorious B.I.G. After the events of the drive-by, Tupac Shakur was rushed to the hospital where he died 6 days later. In an interview with Sway in the Morning Show in 1997, Biggie was asked to clear the air about him being the one setting Tupac up.
Well, he wasn't coming to see me. He was going to do a record for somebody else. I just happened to be upstairs working on the Junior Mafia project. Season them saw him coming in and was like, yo, Pac on his way up. We on our way down. Some kids happened to be in the hallway, stuck him up, shot him or whatever. Got caught up in the mix like that.
After Tupac's death, Biggie later went on to drop his second album named Life After Death. The album featured what is now the Notorious B.I.G.'s biggest song titled Hypnotize.
My Detroit players, Tim's for my hooligans in Brooklyn. That's dead right, if they head right, Biggie there, and I. Papa been school since days of under rules. Never lose, never choose to. Bruce Cruz who? Do something to us. Talk, go through us. Girls want to us, wanna do us. Screw us, who us? Yeah, Papa and Papa.
Which is now listed on the Rolling Stones magazine as the 30th on the top hip-hop songs of all time. On March 8, 1997, 2 weeks after the release of Hypnotize, the Notorious B.I.G. was stopped at a red light after he was leaving a party after the Soul Train Awards. And as a blue Chevy Impala pulled beside the car Biggie was in and shot 4 shots at the rapper. The Notorious B.I.G. was rushed to the hospital where he later died from his wounds. The death of the Notorious B.I.G. sent shockwaves throughout the rap community. In an interview with MTV, close friend Jay-Z was asked about the impact and last moments he remembers sharing with his friend.
I went from, shock. I was just couldn't believe it. Like, I just got finished talking to this man on the phone. Like, it wasn't even, he's in the club, having the time of his life, It was just like that. Yeah, it just couldn't happen. And me knowing that, I've seen it. I've been around it, I've been exposed to it. I still didn't want to believe it,
Although the Notorious B.I.G. is no longer with us on Earth, his legacy is still continued and praised by many fans and fellow rappers who remember him. Biggie is still considered one of the best rappers of all time, and his music is still played to this day. Many murals are displayed throughout Brooklyn because of his impact on the community that he is still praised for today. This has been Aaron, and you have been listening to WGLZ, where we are passionately vocal. Today we have talked about the life and career of a legend, the Notorious B.I.G. Thank you for tuning in, and have a wonderful day.